I almost feel like I should be calling you Mr. Haynes, because your classroom is right down the hall, literally right down the hall. Nicholas Cosmo with the ball outside, looking for some kind of room, fighting off Jason Negus, gives it over to Hinkle. Right back off top to Nicholas, to his brother. Fighting for some, all right, they're going to try to go down low with that, but that's all right. Comes out to Hartley Marvin, and that's going to be a turnover. They try to go a little fancier on that pass.
Yeah, although that was one where Negus was running the floor, but he didn't have his head back. And by the time he looked back, the ball was upon him. And, you know, they teach you when you're little, if you're running the floor, keep your head up. Be watching. Got to see the ball. Yep.
And speaking of the Napoleon student section, they are officially in full force.
Looks like it must be like neon day for them or something.
I like the colors neon, so, or any color neon. It just it pops. And especially if you're one of your colors is that neon green type, you gotta rock it. Hinkle outside with the ball now. Gonna give it to V. Williams. V. Williams fighting off for some space. Gonna get it right back out to Nicholas Cosmet, fighting for space against Negus. Puts up the J, but not gonna get it. Rebounded though. Came down to Brody Shannon in the hands of Nicholas Cosmet now. Back over to Carter McBride, who we didn't see check in, but he's on the court now. And we're going to see V. Williams going to the line. Yet another foul early on the Napoleon Pirate big guy, and that's going to go on number 10, Grant Bradley.
Yeah, Grant Bradley, as anybody following Cascade Sports, stud baseball player who just kind of verbaled to Michigan recently as a
really?
Pitcher. Yeah, yeah, as a sophomore.
Phenomenal.
Tells you about his talent, athletic ability. Great family, great kid as well.
V. Williams has his third point of the early night so far. 2:37 remaining. V. Williams has the opportunity to tie this back up at 8. Right now, the Napoleon Pirates, 8-7.
You know, Tuesday, the game we did in Northwest Lumen, we didn't see a free throw in the whole first half.
Yeah, and now
already
we're seeing
our fourth right now, and 4 for 4 right now.
We're seeing some solid foul drawing for Michigan Center. They knew the strategy coming in. They understood the assignment, as the cool kids say nowadays.
You're cool enough. You can say that.
I don't think I can say it.
Yeah, you can pull it off.
That seems like it's way beyond my years, but you're a teacher, so you're allowed to say it. In the hands of Toomey Patterson. Going to be short on that. Toomey Patterson almost gets his own rebound in the hands of McBride. Stolen away by Napoleon in the hands of Negus. Going to give it right back over to Patterson, who's behind the three line. Puts it up. Too strong on that. Ball comes right back down to Dalen Hinkle.
Had a flurry of action there. Ball changed hands twice.
I didn't know this game was going to be this physical this early on. I like this. This shows that this game means something to both these teams, and I like it. McBride feeds it off, but it's stolen away by Negus, and that's going to draw the first foul for Michigan Center, and that's going to be against Dalen Hinkle. He didn't mean to. He just got in the way.
Yeah, that might be one, though. If you're a Cardinal fan, you're probably glad to see that foul. I think Napoleon was going to at the very least, have a one-on-one situation, so that kind of stopped that fast break.
That was a good foul. That was a good foul. Dalen Hinkle played the first 5:07. He's going to get a nuts, much needed breather and get some of that Gatorade and or water, whatever is in that cooler. Pass is too strong. That was Negus going to Hayburn. And you can hear that Michigan Center student section. And I really hope that they know that one of their teachers is broadcasting game right now, where they better watch what they're saying.
Hey, I like it. I like it. I like all student sections, not just the center one, though. Yep.
Fair enough. McBride with the ball. Resets to Nick Cosmet. Fighting for some space. Cosmet just going to take a. He finds a lane. Too strong on that, though. Ball comes down to Hayburn.
Kind of a circus shot there by Cosmet, but I've seen him make that enough where I'll let him take that.
You know, if he wasn't confident in that, the kind of player he is, he wouldn't have taken it. So I have a feeling we're going to see it a few more times tonight, and he's probably going to convert most of them with the ball, and that's going to be another foul. This time, Carter McBride draws the foul on Hayburn. I believe that's going to be his second.
You know what? I know it's kind of tough. That's down on the other end of the court. They might end up giving that one to Marvin. I think they did.
That is going to be Marvin. Good eye.
Little save. Yeah, and that's tough, though. That's clear on the other side of the floor.
Well, I had head coach Travis Gaddy in front of me in my peripheral view, so I wasn't going to say anything to him. He's trying to concentrate.
Yeah, we are kind of tucked back in here where I got to do a little neck bending to see that.
A little peekaboo.
Yeah.
That's going to be a foul. This time going on number 22, Brody Shannon. So that's going to be foul number two. We're tied at eight. 54.7 left here in the first stint of this game against the 6-1 Napoleon Pirates and the 4-3 Michigan Center Cardinals, who have really handled themselves so far against this hot shooting Napoleon team. Down low with it, and the big man is going to go up too strong, though, and that was number 23, Kyler Reason, 6'5", too strong on that. Ball stolen away, though, in the hands of Hayburn. Hayburn has the fast break, but a good foul called there on Carter McBride. That's going to be foul number three, 30.8 seconds left here in the first quarter. Great foul there, great foul by McBride. That's going to be his second, though, so he's probably going to catch a seat. And, yes, he is. Coming back will be Brody Shannon, who was one of the starting five.
Yeah, the Cardinal bench usually only going about 7-8 deep at the most for meaningful minutes.
And a push-off foul, not even on the inbound. And this time, that's going to be foul number five of the first quarter alone. And that's going to be the first foul for number 23, Kyler Reason, the 6'5 senior. 25 seconds left. Looks like Michigan Center. Well, they're not going to hold for the final shot. Instead, they're going to go down low, and another foul is called. This time, Alex Hunt gets the foul called. Waiting on who it's going to be on. I believe that's going to be number 23, Kyler Reason, his second.
And almost kind of a little bailout call, I think, there for Hunt. Hunt kind of bobbled that ball, and I didn't think went up super strong, but got the benefit of the doubt.
That's going to put him at the line.
Hunt, who doesn't get a ton of playing time for Michigan Center, that for a big fella, that shooting stroke looked pretty good.
As he knocks down that first one, now it's going to be 9-8 Michigan Center. He has a chance to put his team up a deuce with 19.6 seconds left here in the first quarter. And he does, 10-8 Michigan Center over these hot shooting Napoleon Pirates.
Yeah, right now 6 of the 10 Cardinal points coming from the line.
And you can't complain about that with six fouls, especially. You're going to have a lot to play with, a lot of free throws to be shooting in the second quarter, especially. 5 seconds to go. Ball's kicked out. Three-pointer goes down for number one, and that is Jason Negus. Half-court shot just short, and that was courtesy of Carter Cosmet. We're going to take a quick one-minute breather. I'm going to get some water in my system because I need it. Voice is cracking a little bit. We're going to take a quick one-minute break. Come back here with the second quarter as Napoleon leads 10-11 against Michigan Center here on News Talk 970 AM, 101.5 FM.
Smart homeowners know that proper maintenance of their home's heater can save a bundle in the long run. Trust your comfort specialists at Aspen One Hour Heating and Air Conditioning, your local authorized Amana dealer, to keep your heater running right. Whether you have furnace, heat pump, boiler, or any type of heating system, a proactive tune-up can help keep you comfortable. Just call 517-782-8191 or visit aspenheating.com to schedule a $99 tune-up. Aspen One Hour Heating and Air Conditioning, your local Amana dealer. Now sing it with me.
It's just a call away.
At County National Bank, community is the foundation of our business, the drive of local entrepreneurs, the excitement of first-time homebuyers, and the successes of our friends and neighbors are what inspire us to make our communities better places to live and work. Whatever life brings your way, CNB is here for you. To learn more about our personalized financial solutions, visit cnbb.bank today. Equal housing lender. Member FDIC.
High school basketball is live on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk 970 AM and 101.5 FM.
Joe Cassidy, the professor, Brian Haynes here. 7:40 left here in the second quarter. Toomey Patterson gets his first, not his first bucket, his second bucket of the game. Puts his team up 13-10 in the early going, but another foul is going to be drawn. Now putting Michigan Center in the 1-1 for the next three and then the double bonus. Just 27 seconds into the second quarter. They're going to be shooting a lot of free throws, I feel, in the second quarter.
Yes.
They're going to need them.
Yeah, Center got that one. John Barnard picking up the foul. And, you know, Toomey Patterson just made a contested layup where I thought he got fouled. There's no whistle. Right now, 7-3. I'm sure Coach Seidel from Napoleon's letting the officials know the discrepancy right now.
Oh, I'm sure of it, but referees aren't paying any attention to it because they're focused on not McBride, Dalen Hinkle making his first free throw and making his second. So now it's 13-12 Napoleon over the Cardinals. 7:30 and counting left here in the second quarter.
Yeah, that makes it 8-for-8 from the line for the Cardinals. You don't see that often in a high school game anymore.
I was really hoping you wouldn't say that. Caster's curse is a real thing because I am the habitual offender of that. And we're going to see a charge. Is that a charge or block? No, they're going to be calling it a block. So that's going to be the fourth foul going on the Cardinals of this second, or I'm sorry, of this first half.
Yes, Dalen Hinkle sat up to take that charge and did, but unfortunately for him, Brody Shannon reached. Always stinks when you take the charge, but somebody else fouls beforehand.
Good job not getting that foul called. V. Williams was hanging tight on Toomey Patterson. But the ball will stay on this. See, I like how close we are to the action when the ball's down here.
I do too, but I get itching. I might want to get out there and shoot one.
Hey, you and me both, man, but I'm in cowboy boots. I'm not sure about you.
Looks
like you're in tennis shoes.
I'm ready.
Put me in, coach. Out of bounds once again. Ball's going to stay in possession of the Napoleon Pirates. 13-12, 7:06 left here. We have Napoleon with 7 fouls, Michigan Center with 4. So Michigan Center's going to be shooting some one-on-ones, the next 3 fouls and double bonus after that. Michigan Center has some fouls to give, though. Taking it inside, dishing it out to Toomey Patterson. Patterson, a little too much on that. Ball comes right back down, this time to Jester, who puts it out. And too strong for that three is Hartley Marvin. Fighting for possession, Dalen Hinkle. Going to get the foul called. I'm sorry, not a foul. Going to be a timeout. 30-second timeout, which means we're going to get a 30-second timeout. We'll be back here with the final 6:42. Napoleon up 13-12 here on Newstalk 970 AM, 101.5 FM. Oh, come on!
Hi, this is Matt Grimes of Grimes Plumbing. You never know when you're going to need a plumber, but when you do, remember, Grimes Plumbing is here for you. Minor water leaks may not seem like a big deal, but over time, they can cause damage to your home, so don't put it off. Call the experts at Grimes Plumbing. Grimes Plumbing offers same-day or next-day service, so call the experts at Grimes Plumbing at 748-7173 or online at GrimesPlumbingCompany.com.
High school basketball is live on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk 970 AM and 101.5 FM.
Joe Cassidy, the professor, Brian Haynes back here, 13-12, 6:40 remaining. That's 13-12 in favor of the Napoleon Pirates over the Michigan Center Cardinals. However, the Cardinals with the ball, Nick Cosmet, and going to see a travel call, so that ball's going to go right back to the Napoleon Pirates. I'm not sure I saw a travel there, Brian, but...
Yeah, he might have dragged that pivot foot, but I tell you what, that was good defense by Hartley Marvin. They were going to try to hand it off to Hinkle, and Marvin right in his back pocket kind of caused that travel.
Haburn with the ball across the timeline, fighting Nick Cosmet for possession. Gives it right over to Toomey Patterson, who gets a travel in return. He had no pressure on him, but he just picked up his foot before he had a chance, and... You'll see a ball going right back, brother to brother. That was Carter inbounding to Nick Cosmet. Now Nick Cosmet got the timeline, giving it off to Hinkle. Gives it right back to Nick Cosmet. Nick Cosmet fighting for some inside against Haburn. Sets his foot. Hinkle for the three. A little too short on that. Rebound comes down to Napoleon Pirates to Trent Jester in the hands of Haburn currently. Haburn giving it off to Toomey Patterson. No real pressure on him at this current moment, but that's going to change here soon. Jester with the ball. Looks like he had a little bit of a carry, but that could be called. But a travel will be called. Going right back to the Cardinals. They can they have yet another chance to go on top of these Napoleon Pirates.
Yeah, it looks like three-day weekend coming up for most schools in the area, and we're getting some early traveling right now.
Four-day weekend for you guys.
Yeah.
Taking it right to the hole is Nick Cosmet. Wasted no time at all, and he's going to catch another foul on the Pirates. That's going to be foul number 8, putting him at the line for a 1-1. Or is that a shooting motion? That might have been shooting motion, so he'd get two anyways. But they're signaling the one-on-one. Regardless, he's at the free throw line. He has a chance to tie it right now.
Yeah, Nicholas Cosman is not a guy in the area that I want to try to make a living staying in front of. He has got some quick feet and some moves to him, some shakes.
And look at that, the first missed free throw of the night, courtesy of Nick Cosman. Still 13-12, Napoleon Pirates over the Michigan Center Cardinals in the hands of Hayburn currently. Almost had the travel call. He fell down, but picks it right back up. Outside to Jester with the three. Too strong on that. Right down. Now in the hands. Trying to see in the hands of number three, Jester, once again. Now outside to 14, John Barnard. And now Toomey Patterson up top fighting Nick Cosman for possession. And Cosman gets the steal. Cosman across the timeline with Hinkle going right in. Hinkle gets the basket. 14-13. 4:50 remaining here in the second quarter. Napoleon has numbers, but they're going to hold up for the rest of their guys to get down there to set up a play. Toomey Patterson giving it off to Hayburn. Giving it right back to John Barnard. And we're going to get a blocking foul. Do not see that, but...
Yeah, you know, that was crazy because I think Hinkle, he wasn't necessarily set, but boy, Toomey Patterson really looked like he lowered his shoulder. And regardless of the defense position, you can't do that.
Well, luckily for Michigan Center, they still have a few fouls to give before Napoleon is at the line for a one-on-one. I'm sorry, two fouls to give now. My math is wrong. One foul to give, Brian. Final answer, locking that in. One foul to give because now Michigan Center is at five fouls while Napoleon is at eight. For the inbound is Johnson. We're going to see another foul. This time going to be going on V. Williams. That's going to be the foul. That's going to be the foul to give. So next foul is going to send Napoleon in the one and one.
Yeah, these fouls starting to pile up from both teams.
A lot of physicality between Trent Jester as well as V. Williams. They are both equally matched on a lot of levels. Taking it inside is Johnson. And they're going to catch him on a travel call. 14-13, Michigan Center over the Napoleon Pirates. 4:29 remaining here in the second quarter. Ref's going to confab real quick. Not sure what about.
He's pointing over to the Napoleon bench. I don't know if that's some kind of warning or... But, boy, that's what Napoleon's maybe fifth or sixth traveling call.
They got to watch these turnovers because their turnovers are in the double digits now. Whether carrying, traveling... Heavy passes. Nick Cosmet is down on the far sideline. Slow to get up. Johnson pushes it out to Negus for the three. Too strong over the back. So that's going to be a turnover. Michigan Center ball.
And Nicholas Cosmet went down. And he's holding his head. I heard him tell Coach Gaddy he's okay.
And Cosmet being the player he is, if he wasn't okay, he would tell Coach. Nick Cosmet just taking it himself, getting it right back out for the three ball. Too short on that, coming right back down to Cosmet, who gives it outside for the three-pointer. And that three is courtesy of Mitchell Corwin. 17-13, 3:50 remaining in favor of the Cardinals over the Pirates. We see an open three for Jester right off the rim. Now Nick Cosmet across the timeline waiting for his guy so he can call a play. V. Williams with the ball, giving it right up top to Corwin. Corwin taking it inside. Corwin with the last 5 points. 19-13, Michigan Center over the Pirates. And we're going to see a quick timeout by the Pirates. This time going to be a minute timeout, which means we're going to take 60 seconds ourselves. Michigan Center on top, 19-13 over the Napoleon Pirates. We'll be right back after 60 seconds here on Newstalk 970 AM, 101.5 FM.
Hey, folks, Dave here. When it comes to buying that quality pre-owned vehicle, I'm always talking about, you have to see my friends at Jim Winter Auto Group. Nobody else in Jackson has serviced before and after the sale like Jim Winter does. These guys live up to their motto by serving their customers the right way with integrity. And you really can't beat their certified pre-owned warranties. For up to 5 years and 60,000 total vehicle miles, you get the same, if not better, coverage and privileges new car buyers receive. I'm talking about things like 2 years of free maintenance, roadside assistance, full service department, and more. Plus, these certified pre-owned vehicles are hand-selected. That means you're getting the best. Visit Jim Winter Auto Group today, located in Jackson near the airport at the corner of Michigan Avenue and Robinson, or at jimwinterauto.com. Call 517-787-5100 and tell them Dave Ramsey sent you.
High school basketball is live on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk 970 AM and 101.5 FM.
Joe Kasky, Esther Ryan, and Kasky on the call.
The Grace Group at Meridian Wealth Management, dedicated to the development and prosperity of Jackson County. Through this broadcast, we are happy to promote high school athletics. We are also proud to give back to Jackson County by supporting the Jackson Community Foundation. Their mission is to connect people and resources to causes that strengthen and build our community. For Jackson, for good, forever. The Grace Group at Meridian Wealth Management, downtown Jackson in the Fields Building. Call 787-8860.
Hi, I'm Phil Tripp.
And I'm Barb Tripp.
For nearly two decades, the Jackson School of the Arts has been a leader in providing arts, dance, theater, and music education.
Our mission is to make all arts accessible to all children. Together we can help kids grow, give them hope, and contribute to their long-term well-being.
Please help by donating today. Your gift will bring music, dance, and so much more to our community.
We use our homes is changing, and as your local Carrier experts, we're here to help you improve your indoor comfort, from optimizing the performance of your heating and cooling system to ensuring your indoor air is cleaner and healthier. We're committed to delivering premium comfort and helping you breathe a little easier.
Call Lammers Heating and AC for all your indoor air quality needs. Lammers has proudly served the Jackson area since 1965. Carrier, turn to the experts. Lammers.
Make the move you've been thinking about. Elm Plating offers comprehensive training for operators on all shifts. Starting pay, $17 per hour. Elm Plating offers a family YMCA membership from day one, full insurance benefits after 60 days, and has a 401k with company match. Apply online now at elmplating.com or walk into HR on Elm Street. Elm Plating recognizes that time with your family is important. That's why they'll work with you so that you can be there when it matters. Elm Plating Company. Come grow with us.
Chance of flurries overnight, mostly cloudy skies, and a low of around 20 degrees. Could see some flurries to start off our Friday, mostly cloudy throughout the day, 26 for the afternoon high. And Friday night, mostly cloudy, down to about 10 for the low. Looking ahead, Saturday, partly sunny, 19, Sunday, sunny, and 27 degrees.
WKHM, Jackson's News Talk, 970 AM and 101.5 FM.
I'm Dr. Randolph Penn. I run and operate Penn Chiropractic Center. Well, there's no one that is immune to stress. We can't remove it. Stress accumulates over time, whether we're professionals that have high-stress jobs, people on the road driving. The last thing you want to do is wait till you have back pain. The best thing to do is get checked. And as we maintain and manage those stressors throughout life, this is how we're able to keep people at a high level. And our patients are the healthiest patients in town.
If being at your best health is a goal this year, begin your journey today. DocPenn.com.
High school basketball is live on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk 970 AM and 101.5 FM.
Joe Kasky, the professor, Brian Haynes back here. 23-15, a minute 47 left here in this first half. Michigan Center on top of the Napoleon Pirates. Down low with the ball for the Pirates is 11, Harley Marvin, but that is a short. Nick Cosman across the timeline. And we're going to see... Looks like a travel,
yeah,
possibly?
Yeah, got a little travel on Brody Shannon, kind of shuffled those puppies a little bit.
Just a little bit. A minute and a half remaining here in this second quarter, 23-15. Next Michigan Center foul will be the one-on-one bonus for the Napoleon Pirates. With the ball inside, Grant Bradley, he's going to get a deuce. brings his team within 6, 23-17, a minute 10 remaining here in this second quarter. Nick Cosman across the timeline. He is their point. Looking for some space. Toomey Patterson is guarding him tight. Nick Cosman finds some space. A little too strong on that. V. Williams with the rebound. He's got another two. 25-17, 53 seconds and counting left here in this second quarter. 25-17, Michigan Center over the Napoleon Pirates.
I think if you're Napoleon here, going to Grant Bradley is not a bad idea.
And there's going to be the foul called on. It's going to be on 15, V. Williams. That's going to be his second. For as physical as V. Williams has been playing, he's only got two fouls. That's pretty crazy. These refs are letting him play.
Yeah, it has been kind of an odd combination of letting him play, but also, you know, you look up at the board and there's 16 fouls, so.
He said 16. 16. Not 16.
Yeah, 16 fouls, correct.
As in 1-6, there's a lot of fouls in the first half. My goodness, as on top of all the turnovers that have occurred on both sides, now we see 23-18 as that first one goes down for Toomey Patterson. Williams going to take a seat for the final 41.9.
Okay, Alex Hunt back in there for Michigan Center.
Toomey Patterson instead goes 2 for 2 at the line, bringing his team within 6 once more. 25-19. 35 seconds of counting left here in the second quarter. Nick Cosman across the timeline looking for something. Hayburn guarding him tight. And steps out of bounds is Carter Cosman. Didn't realize where his foot was. Now 27.2 seconds left here in the second quarter.
Ref having a little conversation with some of the student section as that turnover was called right over by them. And as any good student section would do, they'll let them know.
Absolutely.
Whether it's right or wrong, it doesn't matter to them.
20 seconds and counting. There looks like they're holding for the final shot. Toomey Patterson up top with it. Giving it off to Hartley Marvin. Going to be almost a turnover. Ball's going to stay with the Pirates, but Carter Cosmet tried to say otherwise. 10.1 seconds left here. Michigan Center up 25-19.
That's that scary thing, holding it for one against the Cosmet twins.
Toomey Patterson with the ball, fighting for something, double teamed. He gets the shot to go in at the buzzer. See if they're going to count that, though. Could be a goaltending call. Let's see if they're going to. They are going to put it on the board. All right. 25-21 going into halftime. Michigan Center on top of the Napoleon Pirates. Michigan Center leading in this game. The 4-3 Cardinals over the 6-1 Pirates. We're going to take let's call it a 4-minute break this time, just so we can get our wits about us, get some scores added up, figure out who's got what. We'll be back in 4 minutes for our halftime show here on Newstalk 970 AM, 101.5 FM.
Stop living in pain. Do you have chronic pain or neuropathy? Have you seen multiple specialists with little to no results? There is still hope at HealthQuest Nerve and Disc Center. They specialize in getting you results when others have failed. Call today to find out if you're a candidate for their breakthrough treatments to make 2022 your best year. HealthQuest Nerve and Disc Center, 517-784-3388. That's 517-784-3388.
Dr. Bradley Dion, D.C.
School may look a little different this year, but remember, some kids are still walking to and from school or coming and going from the bus stop in neighborhoods everywhere in Jackson County. As you know, kids are kids and don't always pay attention. As responsible drivers, we need to look out for the kids in our community. Parents, please remind your children to be aware of their surroundings, too. Together, it's going to be a great year. This school safety reminder has been brought to you by American Title Company.
Jackson Public Schools, better than ever. District-wide building additions and improvements, 21st century learning furniture, added safety and security measures, and technology advancements for every classroom. All part of Jackson Public Schools' continued commitment to our students and our community. We are dedicated to providing our students the tools and environment to succeed. There is no better place for our students to learn than in person at Jackson Public Schools. Jackson Public Schools, bringing our community together to build a culture of academic excellence and workforce readiness. Go Vikings!
At County National Bank, community is the foundation of our business, the drive of local entrepreneurs, the excitement of first-time homebuyers, and the successes of our friends and neighbors are what inspire us to make our communities better places to live and work. Whatever life brings your way, CNB is here for you. To learn more about our personalized financial solutions, visit cnbb.bank today. Equal housing lender. Member FDIC. Let Carrier provide quiet, efficient heating all winter with innovative solutions for premium comfort. And for a healthier home, add the Infinity Air Purifier with an advanced filter that can capture and kill select viruses and bacteria. Learn the science and its impact on coronavirus at carrier.com/purifier.
Call Lammers Heating and AC for all your indoor air quality needs. Lammers has proudly served the Jackson area since 1965. Carrier, turn to the experts. Lammers.
The Grace Group and Meridian Wealth Management, dedicated to the development and prosperity of Jackson County. Through this broadcast, we are happy to promote high school athletics. We are also proud to give back to Jackson County by supporting the Jackson Community Foundation. Their mission is to connect people and resources to causes that strengthen and build our community. For Jackson, for good, forever. The Grace Group and Meridian Wealth Management, downtown Jackson in the Fields Building. Call 787-8860.
When it's cold, the last thing you want is your home's heating system to quit on you. At Aspen One Hour Heating and Air Conditioning, your local authorized Demana dealer, their team of comfort specialists take the frustration out of the equation. From simple repairs to more complex fixes, they will get you warm and comfortable quickly. Just call 517-782-8191 or visit aspenheating.com to schedule a free service call with complete repair. Aspen One Hour Heating and Air Conditioning, your local Demana dealer. Terms and conditions may apply. Independently owned and operated, licensed in respected state or county.
Alro Metals Outlet, a retail store for metals, industrial supplies, and plastics, featuring a broad range of products in a convenient retail setting with hundreds of sizes of metals and plastics that can cut your order the same day. Alro offers metal and plastic processing, including sawing and shearing in-house for bars, sheet, and plate. Perfect for the do-it-yourselfer, machine shops, and maintenance departments. They sell remnants as well as standard length material. Alro Metals Outlet at 409 North Wisner and at alro.com/metalsoutlet.
High school basketball is live on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk 970 AM and 101.5 FM.
Joe Cassidy, the professor, Brian Haynes back here. You see the score, 25-21, reads the scoreboard in favor of Michigan Center over the Napoleon Pirates. How do you feel about that first half?
Well, I think it was a lot what we kind of expected. We knew it would be closely contested, and the kind of defensive battle that it's been doesn't really surprise me either. I think both teams really know each other well, and the intensity level very high on both sides, which is going to kind of lead to that type of lower scoring game.
Absolutely, and honestly, I completely predicted it wrong. I said Napoleon was going to come out with a hotter start, and Michigan Center was going to grow on it, but it was the complete opposite. Michigan Center came out hot, and then Napoleon had to grow on it. Now they find themselves down 4-6-1. They're not looking for back-to-back losses. They had a nice six-game win streak going, and if you hear me go, woo, oh my gosh, I'm going to try to not pay attention to the half-court shootout halftime game right now, but I'm still a child inside. Who's got what? Who's leading both sides?
Well, let's start with Napoleon. Napoleon has Jason Negus with 3, Zach Johnson 6, Trent Jester with 2, Javen Toomey Patterson with 8 leading the way, and Grant Bradley with 2, who I think they might need to go to him a little bit more in the second half. Big, strong kid who just is always under control and can do some damage underneath.
Yeah, I completely agree. The limited minutes that Bradley has seen, because there has been some foul trouble between the bigs, have been very effective. It doesn't matter how many points you got. This matters what kind of player are you, and he is very much the utility guy, where Javen Toomey-Patterson is obviously your scorer, and Negus and Johnson and Jester, you're going to be looking to those guys, but still, you got to get Bradley back in this game. You're only down four. At one point, you were down 8-9, but now you're down four. 4 minutes remaining here until halftime is over. We're going to see teams coming back out here shortly. But who's leading the score for Michigan Center?
Michigan Center, pretty balanced. We have Nicholas Cosmet with four, Dalen Hinkle with four, Brody Shannon with four, V. Williams with six, Mitchell Corwin with five. It was a little bit unexpected. Mitchell's not normally the scorer, but puts it in. There's a half quarter for you there, Joe, by the way.
And, I have self-control.
And Alex Hunt with two, rounding out the Cardinal scoring.
They looked really good, and on cue, as you get finished reading off those scores, we see the Napoleon Pirates making their way back on the court. We're going to take another three-minute break, come back with the second half here on News Talk 970 AM, 101.5 FM.
Hi, I'm Phil Tripp.
And I'm Barb Tripp.
For nearly two decades, the Jackson School of the Arts has been a leader in providing arts, dance, theater, and music education.
Our mission is to make all arts accessible to all children. Together we can help kids grow, give them hope, and contribute to their long-term well-being.
Please help by donating today. Your gift will bring music, dance, and so much more to our community.
Hello, this is Joel at Wilby Transmix, Jackson's only locally owned and operated ready-mix concrete producer. Even though we have been in the concrete industry for well over 100 years, we also offer an array of building supplies and materials, such as pre-engineered steel buildings. With the soaring cost of lumber lately, give us a call for a quote on a steel garage or carport. These buildings offer a 20-year warranty and are usually installed in less than 2 days. Call Wilby Transmix at 782-9493 or online at wilbytransmix.com.
Hi, this is Matt Grimes of Grimes Plumbing. You never know when you're going to need a plumber, but when you do, always know Grimes Plumbing is here for you. Whether you have a small leak that needs to be repaired before further damage occurs to your home, or if your hot water heater went out, Grimes Plumbing has you covered. You can take a peace of mind knowing that Grimes Plumbing covers our work with a one-year labor warranty. Trust the experts at Grimes Plumbing, online at GrimesPlumbingCompany.com.
At Seymour Ford Lincoln, they offer a transparent car buying experience. They have a fantastic inventory of new, used, and certified pre-owned vehicles, giving you the opportunity to explore your options and find a car or truck that you love. Seymour Ford Lincoln believes it is important to be fair and honest in every aspect of their business. Whether you're buying a new Ford car or visiting their service center, Seymour Ford Lincoln will ensure that you never leave unsatisfied with your experience. Seymour Ford Lincoln, online at SeymourFord.net.
Whether you're applying to college for the first time, continuing your education, or returning to school, you deserve an education that will prepare you for where you want to go. Jackson College offers in-person and online classes taught by experienced instructors at a cost that won't break the bank. Register now for spring classes, academic programs with great earning potential, a better life, and peace of mind. At Jackson College, you can do it. Call 517-796-8425 or online at jccmi.edu.
Jackson Public Schools, better than ever. District-wide building additions and improvements, 21st century learning furniture, added safety and security measures, and technology advancements for every classroom. All part of Jackson Public Schools' continued commitment to our students and our community. We are dedicated to providing our students the tools and environment to succeed. There is no better place for our students to learn than in person at Jackson Public Schools.
Jackson Public Schools, bringing our community together to build a culture of academic excellence and workforce readiness. Go Vikings!
High school basketball is live on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk 970 AM and 101.5 FM.
Joe Cassidy, the professor, Brian Haynes back here. 5 seconds until the buzzer sounds for the second half. Couple of scores for you, courtesy of our crack statistician, the Greg O'Connor. Last check-in, Adrian was leading Detroit Denby 56-41 in the fourth, and Jackson College women beat the Grand Rapids Community College girls, or women team, 70-50, led by Casey Shannon with 17. And for all you Michigan Center faithful out there, the wonderful Sarah, the athletic trainer, she's still in a boot, but she's feeling good. Second half started, Nick Cosmet with the ball, gives it off to brother Carter. Back to Nick. Back to Carter. Back to Nick. Back to Carter. Carter for the three. Little short on that. Ball comes down, though, into the hands of V. Williams. Now in the hands of Nick Cosmet once more. Now in the hands of Hinkle. Right back out to Nick Cosmet. Inside, tried the nice little move to V. Williams, but instead stolen by Jester. Napoleon on a little bit of a break right now. Ball almost knocked out of bounds. Instead, comes out to Nick Cosmet. So another turnover for Napoleon. Carter Cosmet now across the timeline. Going to reset while he's got Toomey Patterson about 5 feet in front of him. And Carter just going to take it in the lane, give it off to his brother. Whoa, what a collision of teammates there between Jester and Toomey Patterson. We're going to see a pair of free throws at the line, courtesy of V. Williams.
Yeah, those Pirate players going down like dominoes, three of them hitting the deck.
We were talking still during the halftime show, off air, of course, what we both are predicting the second half is going to be like, and we both predicted that this is going to be a physical second half.
Yeah, it's going to be physical, and I really think it's going to come down to which team can hit like a couple of threes. You know, in the first half, there were some attempts, but not much was falling. Now, Michigan Center was 10 for 12 from the line, where Napoleon was just 2 for 2. Good free throw shooting by both teams, but we'll see if Napoleon can get there a little bit more often.
Lee Williams going to get 1 of 2 there, extending the lead 26-21, 7 minutes remaining here in this third quarter. Napoleon going now, Johnson with the ball, Johnson taking it inside against Carter Cosmet, dishing it outside to Toomey Patterson, going to be short on that three. Great acrobatics there, three-point shot there by Johnson, a little short, and ball's going to go out of bounds. Possession going to the Cardinals.
I'd like to see Toomey Patterson shoot that the first time when he's open. He gave a little shot fake, was open, and then it's hard to make it when you've kind of off your rhythm.
Not only off your rhythm, but bringing the guys, bringing the defense a little closer to you, making the shot a little harder. Cardinals with the ball in the hands of Carter Cosmet. Cosmet setting the key over to Nick, inside to Hinkle, right back out to Nick Cosmet. I'm going to call them by the first names, Carter and Nick. And Nick is going to be pushed out of bounds. Well, not pushed per se, but he's kind of led out of bounds by Johnson of the Pirates. So that's going to be a turnover.
Yeah, Johnson doing a good job just moving his feet, kind of forcing Cosmet without fouling.
I really hope you have a great conversation with your students come Tuesday, telling them I'm so proud of you guys for that student section you guys managed to put together. Toomey Patterson a little short on that shot. Comes down to Nick Cosmet over to V. Williams outside to Hinkle on the elbow. A little high for Nick Cosmet, but he does come down with it. Finds a lane, going to go inside, goes down low to V. Williams. V. Williams goes up, puts his body up, and he's going to draw a foul, this time going on Jester. I believe that's his second.
Yep, Napoleon definitely racking up a lot of guys with two over there. Nobody with three, so nobody in imminent danger, but a lot of guys with two for Michigan Center. Hinkle with two, Williams with two, and McBride with two, so.
And that's what, you know what I'm hearing? I'm hearing all bigs with two fouls.
Yeah, you'd be correct.
And that is the coach's worst nightmare. And V. Williams is going to get that first one to drop. Setting the lead 27-21, 5:47 left here in this third stanza.
Right now, just 2 minutes into and some change into the second half. The only points on the board from anybody is two Verlandez-Williams free throws.
Make that three, 28-21. 5:47 remaining. Going to be inbounded by Johnson to Toomey Patterson. Toomey Patterson bringing it across the timeline. No imminent danger in his face just yet, but Hinkle is sniffing him out. Gives it out to Johnson for the three. Johnson too strong on that three. Hits the back of the iron. Comes down to Nick Cosmet, who's going to give it off to Hinkle. Hinkle has a lane. Going to put up the mid-range floater shot. Too short on it, though, however. Would have been a great shot if it would have went down.
Yep. Napoleon needs to quit settling for all these outside shots, take it to the basket a little bit.
I mean, you see your guys are in some foul trouble. You might as well, you know, risk it and see if you can get some pay dirt by taking it inside, see if you can get some Michigan Center's bigs in trouble.
Yeah, the referees are clearly proving they will call that. You just got to take it to the basket. Right now, Center doing a little bit better job than Napoleon at that.
The referees remind me of, honestly, like a – like a modern day father, like, hey, don't make me tell you twice. If I have to tell you twice, then I'll have to punish you. They're letting them play out the first time, but if you do it the second time, you're getting that call. And this time, another foul, this time going on, waiting for it, going to go going on Verlandez Williams, his third of the game.
Yeah, and that was one that will drive coaches angry. Coach Gaddy not happy, that foul, you know, a full 92 feet from where it was going. So
ball's tipped, stolen away. Hinkle with it now. Hinkle running the point across the timeline. Finds a lane, going to go up. Goes too strong on that. And the other way. Two missed shots. First one coming from Bradley. Second one coming from Toomey Patterson. And yet another foul call.
Yep, and I think that means Javen Toomey Patterson's going to join the two-foul party.
And you hear the Michigan Center faithful student section chanting, stick to baseball. And I'll bet you're darn certain Tootin he's going to stick to baseball if he committed to Division I college at 15 years old. That's crazy.
Yeah, yep. He has no problem sticking to baseball.
A lot of opportunities that way. A lot of opportunities to get drafted. Almost a travel call, but instead, ball goes out to Nick Cosmer for the three. A little short on that. Comes down to Jester.
And we just watched Nicholas Cosmet make about five of those warm-ups at halftime, but a little bit different when the clock's ticking.
Absolutely. 4 minutes and counting. 28-21 Michigan Center over the Pirates in this third quarter. We're going to see another foul. This time going to be a blocking foul. Going on Alex Hunt for Michigan Center.
If you're a Cardinal fan, you're probably happy about that foul because I think Jester was getting ready to blow by him as Hunt lost his footing.
If there is one word to describe Michigan Center, I would say timely. Because they have done a great job timing out when they need to follow, when they need to let it go to prevent those big plays from happening and the momentum shifting. Because Michigan Center is still full in control of momentum. Jester down low. Jester's going to get that bucket. And we're going to see a full timeout courtesy of the Napoleon Pirates bench. That's going to put it at 28-23, 3:39 remaining here in this third stanza. We'll be back here in 60 seconds on News Talk 970 AM, 101.5 FM.
Hello, Jackson. Joel here from Phelps Towing. Sometimes life doesn't always go as planned. Just know, as always, Phelps Towing is here for you. We can tow any type of vehicle, including heavy vehicles like RVs, semis, even motorcycles. We can help you out if you lock yourself out of your car, run out of gas, or if you just need a jump start. Phelps Towing can help you with vehicle relocation, winch outs, and with flatbed or wrecker service. When life doesn't go as planned, call Phelps Towing, 764-1921, 764-1921.
Hello, this is Joel at Wilby Transit Mix, Jackson's only locally owned and operated ready-mix concrete producer. Even though we have been in the concrete industry for well over 100 years, we also offer an array of building supplies and materials, such as pre-engineered steel buildings. With the soaring cost of lumber lately, give us a call for a quote on a steel garage or carport. These buildings offer a 20-year warranty and are usually installed in less than 2 days. Call Wilby Transit Mix at 782-9493 or online at wilbytransitmix.com.
High school basketball is live on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk 970 AM and 101.5 FM.
Joe Cassidy, the Professor Brian Haynes back here. A nice lob pass from Nick Cosman to Dalen Hinkle. 3:25 remaining here in this third stanza.
You always like to see a good play coming out of a timeout, you know, that was not only drawn up but then executed. You know, sometimes you draw things up, but players still got to execute.
Well, that was fantastic. Dalen Hinkle, one of the bigger ones on the football field. He's pretty average size for a basketball player, but he made his bunnies known with that great alley-oop. Fantastic with the ball. Toomey Patterson for the three. That's going to go down for him. 30-26, 3:09 remaining here.
That one all got started with Grant Bradley.
Very fast-paced right now. Cosmet outside to Corwin, who gives it outside to Carter. Cosmet, who gets the three in return. 33-26, 2:50 remaining here in this third stanza. Napoleon looking for an answer. Haber with the ball, giving it right back to Jester. Jester driving inside against. Gives it right back out to Toomey. Patterson, too strong on that. Jester fighting for possession against Alex Hunt, and we're going to get a second foul on Alex Hunt. This time going to be a shooting foul, it appears.
Yeah, and Coach Gaddy yelling at Alex Hunt, just keep those hands straight up. Alex did a decent job, but then as Jester took it hard to the basket, Alex brought those hands down. They're going to get you every time on that one.
That first free throw is down for Jester. 33-27. Still in favor of the Cardinals over the Pirates. Goes one for two. Ball's going to come out. Score remains 33-27. Carter Cosman, who just had that sweet three, sweet crucial three down here at this close end. Carter Cosman looking for something inside. Ball's tipped, but goes right out to Corwin somehow. Corwin outside on the far corner fighting for something against Bradley. Now he's double-teamed. And Michigan Center is going to call a 60-second timeout, which means we're going to take 60 seconds ourselves. The Cardinals up 33-27, 2:11 remaining here in this third stanza here on News Talk 970 AM, 101.5 FM.
Hey, folks, this is Dave Ramsey. I've been telling you for years about how our friends at Jim Winter Auto Group take great care of my listeners and their automotive needs. Well, now I've got some really great news for you. Jim Winter is hiring. They've been using our Entree Leadership Principles since 2014 and have almost tripled their business since we started working together. The Jim Winter team hires only the brightest and best. They're looking for service and collision technicians to keep the busiest shop in town growing. They also need help running the parts warehouse and a dispatcher to get all this work to the right people at the right time. So if you're a great tech or an administrative pro that wants to work with the best team in town, go to JimWinterAuto.com, click on jobs and apply today. Better yet, stop in or call and ask for Jeff or Matt and find out what Jim Winter Auto Group can do for your career. Thanks for listening, and make sure you tell them Dave sent you.
High school basketball is live on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk 970 AM and 101.5 FM.
Joe Cassidy, the Professor Brian Haynes back here, 33-27, 2:10 remaining here in this third stanza. The six-point lead in favor of the Cardinals over the Pirates. Nick Cosman with it up top, gives it off to Hinkle, right back to Nick Cosman, down low to Alex Hunt, who's going to take the mid-range J. Too strong on that back of the iron, ball comes right back down, this time to Negus in the hands of Toomey Patterson now, giving it off to Hayburn, considered a three there, but saw Nick Cosman in his face, and that's something you don't want to try. Hinkle almost had a foul called against him, but instead we are going to see a bucket courtesy of Toomey Patterson. Now 33-29, a minute 35 and counting left here in this third stanza.
Good patience by Toomey Patterson to back his way in there, be under control.
That's what you got to do. You're down four now with a minute 25 remaining. Nick Cosman with the patience finds a lane against Jester. 35-29, a minute 18 remaining here. The Cardinals lead back up to six. Ball in the hands now of Johnson. Pushes it right back out to Toomey Patterson. Short on that. Tries to go for his own rebound instead. There will be a foul called. Believe this is going on Hinkle. I think that's his third. Yes, it is.
Yep.
Now you got two bigs in foul trouble. Not something you want to see. Minute 8 remaining here in this third quarter.
Yeah, hey, while we have just this quick break, quick birthday shout out, my sister, Tammy Collins.
Happy birthday, Tammy Collins.
And actually, as we're on birthdays, the scorekeeper, Brian Siraki's birthday as well.
Happy birthday, Brian Siraki. Both look 29. Both look great at 29. 29 never suited you so well. In the hands of Hayburn right there. Mid-range J, not enough for it. Coming down. Nick Cosman with the ball. Up top, fighting off Hayburn. Hayburn playing some pretty close defense. And we're going to see a foul called there.
Joe, actually, I think they got Cosmet with a five-second call.
Oh!
Hayburn doing a great job.
He
all
did,
over
didn't
Cosmet.
He?
Cosmet not really advancing the ball any.
I didn't even realize that his back was to the to the basket for 5 seconds. I was just focused on the defense.
Yeah, that was good defense.
Great defense. Jester with the ball. Too strong on that. Corwin comes down with it. Give him a board. Brother-to-brother action. Got to love to see it. Carter and Nick are very good at sharing the ball. Both seniors. Corwin with the ball going down low. Mid-range floater, not enough. But this time, Hunt comes down with it, and he puts it up. 37-29, 5 seconds remaining here in the third stanza. Ball's in the hands of Michigan center. After that steal, Toomey Patterson tried to go low to Hayburn. Instead, 37-29 in favor of the Cardinals over the 6-1 Napoleon Pirates. 8 minutes on the clock. We're going to take 60 seconds and go into our final stanza here on Newstalk 970 AM, 101.5 FM.
Get a jump on January and start your new year now at the Jackson YMCA. Beginning December 22nd, the Jackson YMCA is offering $0 join fees on all memberships. Save up to $100. Benefits of Y membership include free group exercise classes, fitness center, pools, gyms, and free access to YMCAs across the country. You can even get your workout in from home with free virtual fitness classes. This special runs through January 15th. Sign up in person or online at jacksonymca.org.
Chance of flurries overnight, mostly cloudy skies, and a low of around 20 degrees. Could see some flurries to start off our Friday, mostly cloudy throughout the day, 26 for the afternoon high. And Friday night, mostly cloudy, down to about 10 for the low. Looking ahead, Saturday, partly sunny, 19. Sunday, sunny, and 27 degrees.
WKHM, Jackson's News Talk, 970 AM and 101.5 FM.
High school basketball is live on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk 970 AM and 101.5 FM.
Joe Cassidy, the Professor Brian Haynes, back here for the final 8 minutes, the fourth stanza. 37-29 scoreboard reads in favor of the Cardinals. But scratch that. Instead of 29, now 32, cutting that lead to just 5, courtesy of a three-pointer coming from Trent Jester.
That was deep, too.
Real deep. That was a college-level three-point. That was huge. And a three in return from McBride. Not going to go this time around. McBride rocking the mullet. Same mullet he had football season. Got to respect the mullet.
Yeah, he made our all-mullet team.
Is there an all-mullet team out here? That's pretty fantastic. I can't lie. Who was the captain?
Him, Carter McBride.
Yeah. As he should.
Yeah.
He's got that Theo Vaughn or type mullet. He's a comedian if you don't know Theo Vaughn, but... Toomey Patterson to inbound with the ball is Johnson. Johnson trying to take it to the baseline. Instead, giving it right back out to Bradley for the three. Too short. Sorry, that was Marvin for the three.
Let's see what just happened there. They get Michigan center with a foul?
That appears so. Looks like Nick Cosmet's going to pick up his first foul.
Only guy with significant playing time that doesn't have like two fouls at least.
He's done a great job playing defense. McBride... on Johnson. Johnson giving it right over to Toomey Patterson. Right back up top to Johnson. McBride is playing really tight defense against Johnson, not letting him have any air. And he gets the block there. Luckily, ball comes right back down to the Pirates. It's a tip drill going on. Coming down to Nick Cosmet, which is going to draw a foul against the Pirates, which is going to put... which is going to put Michigan center back in the bonus.
Man, what? Trying to see what. Was there just like a little scrum?
Yeah, Kyler Reason getting his third foul.
They said 23, and Napoleon does not have a 23, so that's on McBride, I believe.
Napoleon has a 23. We saw Kyler Reason with the foul, but...
Not in the game as well.
Not
though.
In the game,
yeah,
currently.
Yeah, so I think that's going against McBride.
Oh, no. All right, so that's going to keep both teams... Still with some fouls to give. Michigan Center has 3 fouls to give. And Napoleon doesn't have a single one. They still have 6 fouls. 37-32. 6:50 remaining in the fourth stanza. Napoleon just looking to keep cutting into this deficit. Not much of a deficit. A couple big buckets can really make a difference here. And Napoleon with the chance right now.
Yeah, you know, Joel, you know, most basketball games we see, there's the occasional 6-0 runs, and I think this game's just going to come down to which team can make one. If Napoleon does it, we're in for a ball game. If Center does it, this game's going to get out of reach.
Absolutely, and Hartley Marvin didn't do his team any favors right there. Didn't do a bad job, just didn't get the lucky roll that he needed. 37-32 still could have brought it within one score, but instead, still 37-32, 6:37 remaining. And now Toomey Patterson going to draw a foul, which is going to put Napoleon at 7 fouls, putting the Cardinals in the bonus, putting Nick Cosman at the line, looking to add his total.
Trying to see who they... Okay, they gave that to Negus.
Oh, was it Negus?
Yeah.
Could have sworn it was Tumi Patterson on there, but Tumi Patterson is a lot bigger than Negus, so Patterson was covering Negus up. And that one goes down. 38-32, 6:36 remaining here. Nick Cosma has one more remaining. Looks like we're going to see McBride check. Nope, McBride just changes seats on the bench.
Brody Shannon coming in for him.
Brody Shannon is coming in. Is in, rather. This is the second. 38-32, 6:30 remaining here in this final stands of the fourth quarter. The game is very tightly contested, so we could see some free basketball. Just depends on the next 6:20 go. And that's a good start there. Zach Johnson for the three, bringing it in with one score. 38-35, 6:14 remaining. We're going to see a timeout on the floor. A full timeout, so that means we're going to take 60 seconds. 38-35, 6:14 remaining here in the fourth quarter on Newstalk 970 AM, 101.5 FM.
At Seymour Ford Lincoln, they offer a transparent car buying experience. They have a fantastic inventory of new, used, and certified pre-owned vehicles, giving you the opportunity to explore your options and find a car or truck that you love. Seymour Ford Lincoln believes it is important to be fair and honest in every aspect of their business. Whether you're buying a new Ford car or visiting their service center, Seymour Ford Lincoln will ensure that you never leave unsatisfied with your experience. Seymour Ford Lincoln, online at SeymourFord.net.
Get a jump on January and start your new year now at the Jackson YMCA. Beginning December 22nd, the Jackson YMCA is offering $0 join fees on all memberships. Save up to $100. Benefits of Y membership include free group exercise classes, fitness center, pools, gyms, and free access to YMCAs across the country. You can even get your workout in from home with free virtual fitness classes. This special runs through January 15th. Sign up in person or online at JacksonYMCA.org.
High school basketball is live on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk 970 AM and 101.5 FM.
38-35 says the scoreboard in favor of the Michigan Center Cardinals. We see a kickball there. Joe Cassidy with the Professor Brian Hands back on the call. 6-4 remaining in this fourth quarter. Ball is going to remain with the Cardinals. Right to left, and they are very close to us, and I appreciate when they're close because my eyes aren't the way they used to be. And yes, I know I'm 27 and I said that out loud, but I'm sticking to my statement. I will take that to the grave.
Hope that's not anytime soon.
Oh, no, me either. But Hinkle with it up top, giving it off to Nick Cosmet. Cosmet looking for some guys. Going to find Hinkle, who's going to give it right back to Cosmet. Now we got V. Williams down low, gives it right back to Hinkle, who's too strong on that three attempt. Said Nick Cosmet comes down with it, milking that clock a little bit. 5:28 remaining here. 38-35. The scoreboard reads in favor of Michigan Center over Napoleon.
Napoleon in this 2-3 zone. Michigan Center right now is okay to just pass the ball around, milk some of that clock with that three-point lead.
And Verlandis Williams almost had that bucket, almost had a foul call, but instead refs let him play on. And now we're going to see a foul called, this time going on 22, Brody Shannon. That's going to be his second, but don't worry. Michigan Center faithful. They still have two fouls to waste. They're sitting at four right now.
Oh, no, actually that's flip-flop, Joe. Napoleon going to the line now.
What am I thinking?
Center picking up their eighth foul.
I am all over the place, aren't I?
Hey, that's all right.
Yeah, now they got the... Never mind, Napoleon in the one-on-one. Rims in and out. Ball's rebounded by Tumi Patterson. Wonder what just occurred.
I don't know. The referee calling official timeout, and I don't know if that's to have a talk with the student section, maybe to get them to back up a little bit. I think they're kind of getting on the floor.
They are pretty close.
Yep. It's a big student section and a good one.
That's going to be half the school right there. That's how you know that you're doing it right.
Yeah.
Jackson High, yes. We had, what, 1,700 kids, maybe 100 kids in the student section? Okay. That's still a decent-sized student section, but still. Ratio.
give a shout out to student section leader Jaden Telford, who's done a good job getting t-shirts, making signs. A lot of student sections in the area do a nice job, and that's fun. That's like, you know, that's what little small-time high school basketball's, that really adds to the allure and the fun.
Not only that, but I mean, I know Napoleon's just down the road, but Napoleon's fan base traveled very well. We got not necessarily a packed out gym, but a pretty full gym for this match, and it's going to be coming down to the wire. 38-35, 4:55 and counting left here in this fourth quarter. Michigan Center leading by those three with the ball currently. Nick Cosmic giving it off to Brody Shannon, but there's going to be a foul called there.
They got a foul on Zach Johnson. I thought they might get Brody with kind of the hook. Brody kind of did that little chicken wing move. Sometimes they get.
I like these refs. They're just letting them play for the most part. V. Williams with the ball right now. Fighting almost a double team, but instead giving it off to Nick Cosmic, giving it out to Hinkle in the far corner. Pump fakes the three, but instead coming inside, giving it out to Nick Cosmic, putting it right back out to Shannon. But we just saw some bunnies there by Dalen Hinkle to go up and get that ball, and now we see a jump ball, which is, I believe, going to stay right down here. And it is.
Yeah, there's discussion, but yep, it's going to stay with the Cardinals.
I thought it was going to be a foul call. I didn't think that was going to be a jump ball. But Hinkle with the ball up top, looking for something, finds Carter. Carter, of course, Cosmet. Off to Nick, who is Nick Cosmet. That's what I've been calling him. If you're just tuning in, Nick and Carter Cosmet, both starters, both on the floor right now, so they're no, they're Nick and Carter.
I feel like shot selection is a big importance right now. You can't take a bad shot. Nothing forced.
Well,
if you're either
out,
team.
But. It started out hot, but now shots are at a premium now for both teams. Yeah. Nick taking it inside, finds a lane. Nick short on that, coming right down to Johnson. Johnson going to take it all the way down. And he's going to go reverse behind the back. 38-37, 3:40 remaining here. They pull within one after being down nine in the first half. They played a very tightly contested ball game.
Yeah, and that's Zach Johnson's eighth point this quarter alone.
We talked about getting Zach Johnson as well as Bradley involved, and they have both been getting involved extremely in the second half. Zach Johnson more so in this fourth quarter, like you just said, 38-37, 3:25 remaining.
Yep. Now both teams, after this, everybody's shooting free throws on any foul from here on out for the last 3:20.
Which might lead to some free basketball, so make sure to stay tuned to the end. 3:15 and counting. Carter with the ball, giving it off to Nick. Nick loses it. That shouldn't be an over and back, and they're not going to call it as they shouldn't because Toomey Patterson had his hand on it, and he was the one that knocked it away. A wide open in the corner, but not enough.
Oh.
Is Brody Shannon. Ball comes down to Negus, who's going to give it out.
That's a great rebound by Negus. Skied up there with the bigs.
They're doing a great job being physical right now, pulling it in with within one, under three to go. And they retake the lead, a big three by Toomey Patterson. That's going to bring a timeout, a full timeout. 40-38, Napoleon reclaims the lead after two and a half quarters of not even sniffing that lead, almost a whole three. 2:42 remaining. We're going to take 60 seconds for the final. We'll come back with the final 2:42, hopefully, on Newstalk 970 AM, 101.5 FM.
Hello, Jackson. Joel here from Phelps Towing. Sometimes life doesn't always go as planned. Just know, as always, Phelps Towing is here for you. We can tow any type of vehicle, including heavy vehicles like RVs, semis, even motorcycles. We can help you out if you lock yourself out of your car, run out of gas, or if you just need a jump start. Phelps Towing can help you with vehicle relocation, winch outs, and with flatbed or wrecker service. When life doesn't go as planned, call Phelps Towing, 764-1921, 764-1921.
Stop living in pain. Do you have chronic pain or neuropathy? Have you seen multiple specialists with little to no results? There is still hope. At HealthQuest Nerve and Disc Center, they specialize in getting you results when others have failed. Call today to find out if you're a candidate for their breakthrough treatments to make 2022 your best year. HealthQuest Nerve and Disc Center, 517-784-3388. That's 517-784-3388.
Dr. Bradley Dion, D.C. Oh, High school basketball is live on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk 970 AM and 101.5 FM.
Joe Cassidy, the Professor Brian Haynes back here. Before the break, Napoleon reclaimed the lead after 2.5 quarters of not even seeing a lead on the scoreboard, and I now have it 40-38. 2:28 and counting remaining here in this fourth quarter. Carter with the ball now. Looking for something, fighting off Negus. Now Nick with the ball finds a lane. Nick almost has the and one. He's going to get hit in the face accidentally, of course. That was non-intentional. It's going to put him at the line. Meanwhile, that's also going to be Toomey Patterson's third foul.
And Joe, at the break, we said we think free throws are going to definitely play a huge part of who comes out on top. And this is the first two of big ones, many to come.
And the first one's too strong on that. Looking to knock down the second one. 2:17 remaining. Pull it within one. Still a one-score ball game, but they are going to pull it within one. 40-39, 2:17 remaining. Toomey Patterson with the ball. Uncontested as he gets it across the timeline.
And we'll see what Napoleon, who their go-to guy is right here. It's Ben Johnson tonight.
And Johnson with the ball. Johnson taking it, and he almost has the and one. He's going to draw the foul. Looks like that might be on Nick, but we'll wait for the call.
They get Mitchell Corwin.
Oh, going to get Corwin this time.
All right, well, last trip down 10 seconds ago, Nicholas Cosmet went 1-for-2. We'll see what Zach Johnson can do.
Goes 1-for-1 so far, 2-1 remaining. Lead back up to 2, 41-39 in favor of the Pirates, who crawled their way back for 9 points down. And misses the back end, but that's going to be a push-off anyways. Thought it was going to be a lane violation, but that's actually going to be a foul. Going to be the fourth foul on Toomey Patterson. So two fouls on Patterson, one of their hottest shooters on this team, in less than a minute. That's got to be concerning with 2 minutes remaining. Yeah. It's such a tightly contested ball game.
Yeah, I agree. Patterson not seemingly in foul trouble, and two within, like you said, probably within 30 seconds of one another. And now it'll be Dalen Hinkle's turn to see what he can do from the line.
Hinkle with a chance to tie it at least. Got the end of that on that one, but just couldn't put it down. So 41-39, a minute 55 and counting left here in this fourth stanza. Stay tuned until the end because we might see some free basketball depending on how the next minute 45 goes. Toomey Patterson playing with four fouls with the ball right now. He needs to make sure he's careful offensively and defensively. And we're going to see a timeout.
Which actually might be a Michigan Center's benefit. They were kind of a little discombobulated defensively, not sure what, you know, exactly how Coach Gaddy wanted to play that.
And that wasn't a timeout that was called by Michigan Center either. It was called by Napoleon. I believe it's a 30-second timeout. So we're going to keep it on the broadcast. Playing devil's advocate. What, what is Coach Gaddy telling the boys right now?
So down 2 with a minute 30, you have plenty of time to still. You do have to look to kind of sneak in a double team and be ready to rotate over. I mean, you do not have to foul unless your scouting report has somebody from Napoleon that's, you know, a sub 50% foul shooter or something. And if they touch the ball, maybe you want to get them. But you definitely have plenty of time to, you know, still trap, still try to make something happen defensively. And if you're Napoleon, you know, you want to keep the ball in Zach Johnson's hands as much as possible, I think. Proven to be a good free throw shooter and seems to just have that kind of swag about him, too, where I don't think the moment's going to be too big for him.
Pardon my French, but I think he's a heck of a free throw shooter.
Yeah, yeah.
He's been all over the court today, offensively and defensively, and he's provided well on both ends. And all, it was almost a turnover instead in the hands of Bradley, giving it right back out to Toomey Patterson, who needs to be careful in the final minute 15 of this fourth quarter. Negus with the ball. Going over to Johnson, the hot hand. Back out to Negus up top, giving it over to Johnson. Johnson double teamed this time. Almost had an open Toomey Patterson. Now under a minute to go. 41-39 in favor of the Napoleon Pirates. And there's going to be another timeout called, making sure no turnovers are occurring. Smart timeout. So we're going to take 30 seconds, come back with the final 53.5 on Newstalk 970 AM, 101.5 FM.
School may look a little different this year, but remember, some kids are still walking to and from school or coming and going from the bus stop in neighborhoods everywhere in Jackson County. As you know, kids are kids and don't always pay attention. As responsible drivers, we need to look out for the kids in our community. Parents, please remind your children to be aware of their surroundings, too. Together, it's going to be a great year. This school safety reminder has been brought to you by American Title Company.
High school basketball is live on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk 970 AM and 101.5 FM.
Joe Cassidy, the professor, Brian Haynes back here for the final 53.5. Napoleon finds themselves up a deuce, 41-39 with the ball. And almost a turnover, but instead the foul call. V. Williams went down very hard on that, but he does get right back up. Is that going to be his fifth?
Well, you know, Joe, I can't. This is where I'm blocked out. I couldn't see if they got that on V. Williams or if they said he was out of bounds or exactly what happened. Definitely wiping up some sweat where some people hit the deck, including Williams.
Wow, that was a dodged bullet there, Brian, because given my view wasn't that great, but I can see the baseline pretty well, and that looked like it was going to be V. Williams' fifth foul, which would have taken, you know, the very strong, reliable big out for the final 49.3 possible extra time. That was going to be out of bounds.
Yep. Still 49 seconds. Still a lot of time for Michigan Center to play D. Napoleon has come close to throwing the ball away, and they're not looking to attack at all.
Jimmy Patterson gets fouled. I don't like that foul call per se on Hinkle. I think that's going to be four on Hinkle. It will be. They're in the double bonus now. When you put Jimmy Patterson at the line, that's going to be probably 2 points right here.
I agree with you. One, that's the wrong guy to foul. Two, you didn't want Hinkle getting him with your fourth. And with 45 seconds, you still had a lot more time to let that ball get to somebody else you'd prefer shooting it. I don't think Jimmy Patterson is, if you're a Cardinal fan, the guy you want in the line.
So one possession ball game, but that is the first made free throw of two. 42-39, 45 seconds exactly left here in this fourth quarter. The two I don't want to foul are Nick Cosmet and Dalen Hinkle, but Hinkle did pick up his fourth, so they got to play very, very tight defense, but they also got to be careful. Four-point ball game, 43-39, 39 seconds remaining here. Michigan Center on the drive, giving it out to Corwin for the three. Corwin knocks down the three. It's a one-point ball game once more. 43-42, a timeout will be called. I think they're going to put a few more seconds on the clock as the clock kept rolling. We're going to see what's going to happen, but in the meantime, we're going to keep it on the broadcast. Just let the arena breathe, because you heard the student section come alive after that made three. Huge, huge, huge bucket by Corwin. What did you like there on that play?
Well, I'll tell you what. For people that follow Michigan Center basketball, you wouldn't think a Mitchell Corwin three was what was going to happen here. That's his second three of the game, and maybe the second three I've seen him make this season. So big time to step up for Mitchell Corwin. And now you have more options being only down one if you're Michigan Center. Again, 32 seconds, you can play defense for 10 seconds, try to make Napoleon panic, but give it to the Pirates. So far, no panicking by them in this last minute.
That was his spot that he hit the first three.
Yeah, that was, too. We'll call that Corwin's sweet spot, I guess. Two for two.
The Corwin spot.
Yeah.
And for you Michigan Center faithful, I asked Sarah how she was doing earlier, and she said wonderful. Even though she's in a boot, she's still wonderful. So Michigan Center faithful, rest assured, your athletic trainer is doing just fine. In the hands of Jimmy Patterson. Got to think about a foul here. Under 30 to go now. 25 seconds remaining as the Pirates have a 43-42.
Oh,
a 10-second
call.
Oh, my goodness. They got the 10-second violation. The final 21.9 is in control of the Cardinals as they're down 43-42.
And, Joe, that was a good call. We said there was 32 seconds on the clock and now 21, and they were not over yet. So,
wow, great concentration by the officials there.
You got to believe this will be a Nicholas Cosmet drive. Now, whether he shoots it or not, we'll see. But he's driving, and we'll either get up a shot or pass to somebody.
I want to see him go with at least 8 seconds, but he's going to go right now, giving it out to Corwin. But the ball's going to be deflected. Negus gets it off of Corwin, and it's going to be Napoleon Ball with 9.4 seconds to go. Napoleon's still up 43-42.
What a defensive play by Negus, and the wherewithal to see that pass coming and throw it off Corwin. Great defensive play.
That was a great Negus. High basketball IQ. You don't see that much at this level. And that's refreshing to see Negus get that. Because Cosmo was looking for Corwin, instead intercepted off the hands. But, okay, we're going to see now Nick Cosmo fouling the one and only Toomey Patterson.
Yeah, and you know, we talk about Negus's defensive play. That right there was a great offensive play. Ball got it thrown into Negus, and he quickly got it back to Toomey Patterson before he could be fouled, and gives it to a guy who just made a couple, whereas Negus hasn't even shot a free throw. So another heads-up play by Negus.
43-42, 7.2 ticks left here in this fourth quarter. Toomey Patterson at the line, looking to convert two more free throws. And he will on the first one. Two-point ball game, 44-42. Still going to be a one-possession ball game, but two is a lot easier to accomplish than three. So,
well, Patterson made three in a row.
Make that four. He has ice in his veins. We're going to see Napoleon call a 30-second timeout. We're still going to keep it on the broadcast. 7.2 seconds remaining, 45-42. Still a one-possession ball game. But if you're Coach Gaddy, who are you giving the ball to hopefully make this a tie ball game?
Well, the thing is, if Napoleon's smart right now, they do not need to cover anything in the lane. You just got to cover up three-point shooters at this point. Because with 7 seconds, I don't think center can really realistically get it down there, get a quick bucket, foul. You know, that's too much. So, you know, normally you say Nicholas Cosmet likes to have the ball in his hand as a creator. But I'm guessing Napoleon defenders are just going to stay home. So, man, you know, Hinkle is definitely an option, three-point option. I wouldn't have said Mitchell Corwin, but he's 2 for 2 tonight. Carter Cosmet, also a decent three-point shooter. So, Joe, we'll find out in about 18 seconds, real time.
Well, here's where I'm thinking, because, like I said, I love to play devil's advocate. It's one of my favorite things to do as a color commentator. But if I'm Coach Seidel for the Pirates, I'm telling my guys to foul.
Yeah, I like that too. You know, as long as you have, and they have a bunch of seniors, and that's something you have to work on in practice too, but if you trust your guys to foul without a center guy going into the shooting motion. But I agree with you, Joe.
See who's going to inbound. It's going to be Nick Cosmet. Gets it across the timeline. 5 ticks left. Cosmet going to take the three. Too strong on that. And that's going to be the final buzzer. Napoleon's going to walk out of Michigan Center with a 45-42 victory. And that's a heartbreaker for the Cardinals. But really, you just hung in there with a really, really good Napoleon team. There's a lot to look forward to in the near Michigan Center future. We're going to take 2 minutes, come back here with the postgame show to wrap things up here on News Talk 970 AM, 101.5 FM.
The Grace Group and Meridian Wealth Management, dedicated to the development and prosperity of Jackson County. Through this broadcast, we are happy to promote high school athletics. We are also proud to give back to Jackson County by supporting the Jackson Community Foundation. Their mission is to connect people and resources to causes that strengthen and build our community. For Jackson, for good, forever. The Grace Group and Meridian Wealth Management, downtown Jackson in the Fields Building. Call 787-8860.
At County National Bank, community is the foundation of our business. The drive of local entrepreneurs, the excitement of first-time homebuyers, and the successes of our friends and neighbors are what inspire us to make our communities better places to live and work. Whatever life brings your way, CNB is here for you. To learn more about our personalized financial solutions, visit cnbb.bank today. Equal housing lender. Member FDIC.
Are you struggling to find staff to keep your business running efficiently? Let McKibben Media Group and WKHM 970 AM 101.5 FM help you find new employees so you can get back to running a business. McKibben Media Group can tailor a recruiting marketing plan for you using our stations in Jackson and Hillsdale County, along with our digital specialists to target potential recruits on the web and social media. For more information, call 787-9546 and ask for Brian, or send an email to brianb at k1053.com.
Chance of flurries overnight, mostly cloudy skies, and a low of around 20 degrees. Could see some flurries to start off our Friday, mostly cloudy throughout the day, 26 for the afternoon high. And Friday night, mostly cloudy, down to about 10 for the low. Looking ahead, Saturday, partly sunny, 19, Sunday, sunny, and 27 degrees.
WKHM, Jackson's News Talk, 970 AM and 101.5 FM. High school basketball is live on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk, 970 AM and 101.5 FM.
45-42, the final score of the Napoleon Pirates. Best, the Michigan Center Cardinals. They come back. They didn't lead for a little over 2.5 quarters, Brian, and then they just had that sudden surge in the fourth quarter led by Johnson, Zach Johnson, that is, and they didn't look back. Michigan Center was able to bring it within one, but then those clutch free throws by Toomey Williams. It was a really close game.
Yeah, it was a great game, and, you know, kind of everything that we expected. We thought it would be tough fought battle, kind of a defensive battle, 45-42, we got that. And, got to give it to Napoleon players for just never seeming rattled that last 2 minutes especially.
Well, I got a stat here that, since I'm the stats guy, I like stats, I like little, you know, tiny stats. So Napoleon was actually 13 points under their average for points scored, but points allowed, they were right dead on with 42 allowed, allowing 42 against these Cardinals. However, Michigan Center, they average 54 a game. They were 12 points under that, but they give up 49 a game, only gave up 45 here. So we saw a real defensive battle, and there was a lot of physicality. I'm surprised there was no blood. I'm surprised there was no elbows, no kicks, no punches thrown. I'm just proud of both these teams for really holding their cool and their composure when things could have got really chippy. Some calls didn't go some players' ways. Some did, you know, some did, some didn't. But regardless, you got some totals for us?
I do. And, you know, Joe, to expound on what you just said, I agree. It was super intense and super it was an aggressive game, but nothing ever dirty. And you can't ask for anything better than that in a high school contest. So I do have some numbers, and let's start with Michigan Center. Michigan Center spread it out kind of tonight. Nicholas Cosmet with 8, Carter Cosmet 3, Dalen Hinkle 6, Mitchell Corwin 8, Verlandez Williams with 9, Alex Hunt 4, and Brody Shannon 4. As far as the Pirates go, a little less concentrated. Negus with 3, Trent Jester with 5, Grant Bradley with 2, and then 2 with a lot of points. Zach Johnson, 15, including 9 in that fourth quarter when they were really counting, and Javen Toomey Patterson with a game high of 20, also 4-for-4 down the stretch in the fourth quarter from the line that really sealed the game for Napoleon.
Well, I'm looking at Dad and Grandpa right now for Javen Toomey Patterson, and they both got smiles on their face. They know that he did he had a great game, shot the ball well, not as many turnovers as, you know, the rest of the team combined. He held his own against a very strong, physical Michigan Center team, but he came out with 20 points and probably close to, I'd say pretty close to a double-double, if not a triple-double. He must have had 7 or 8 assists on top of probably 6 or 7 boards. So he was all around. He was the utility player for the Napoleon Pirates, which is why we are electing him as player of the game for Napoleon.
Yeah, we do, but I'll tell you what, very special mention and close second to Zach Johnson, because Zach's timely baskets, including 2 big threes that really got that Napoleon run going. So that can be kind of a 1 and 1A kind of type deal. But, yeah, I agree. Toomey Patterson, Zach Johnson, good job.
Now, the Michigan Center side, what you did bring up and had a great point is they really just spread the ball around. There was no one that had – you know, in the teens or in the 20s, like the Johnson or the Patterson on the opposite end of the court, it was more balanced. And if we would have had Verlandis Williams get another bucket or another free throw, because he had 9 or 8?
9 points.
Nine points.
He led the Cardinals.
He led the Cardinals. He would have had a double-double because he was all over the place. And assists-wise, he was doing great. Blocks, he was doing great. Steals, doing great. A real utility guy. Verlandis Williams going to be a big deal going on for the rest of the season. Now, you being the Cardinal here, you being the Professor Brian Haynes, who's your player of the game for Michigan Center?
Well, I'll tell you what, I for sure consider Verlandez. I for sure consider Nick Cosmet, as he kind of just ran the show most of the time and had a lot of big steals. I'm going to kind of give it to Mitchell Corwin, who, you know, for Michigan Center, the 8 points, including 2 threes, which I just don't usually get out of him, since that's kind of more unexpected. Mitch, you're my Cardinal of the game.
Congratulations to both Javen Toomey-Patterson as well as Mitch Corwin. Now, going down the rest of January, Napoleon moves to 7-1. Michigan Center falls to 4-4. Napoleon is going to be going to next Thursday. They're going to be going to East Jackson, who is 1-5 at the time of me making the chart. Then they're going to, or they're hosting Hanover Horton, who's 3-4, and then Grass Lake. They're at Grass Lake, who's 1-6. Michigan Center, however, they are going to be hosting Hanover Horton next Thursday, who is 3-4, and 3-0 in the conference at last check. East Jackson, they're traveling to East Jackson for a 1-5 East Jackson team, and then they're going to be hosting Addison, who is 2-3 currently. Both teams have a very, very good chance of running the table, as opposed to, you know, running into each other, of course, because they do face each other one more time. And I really hope you and Steve are on the call for that and know it's as exciting as this game was, that I had the honor and privilege to call with you while in Steve's assignment. But regardless, do you think they could run the table?
Yeah, I think both teams for the rest of January, that looks favorable. As you said, you know, they both still have Hanover Horton in there. And I know Hanover Horton's in a new regime now, kind of had a little turnover of players, but they're still Hanover Horton. And that's still, I'm never going to say that's just a gimme.
Well, Hanover Horton, believe it or not, they were 0-4 until they started conference play.
Yeah, they always play a tough non-conference schedule, and don't let that record fool you sometimes. Hanover's still a good ball club, and they will not just go down quietly to either Napoleon or Michigan Center.
There's a reason why we call it the Rugged Cascades Conference, and it shows it time and time again. But regardless, I thank you so much, Brian, for joining me over the last few games. You can catch myself and our newcomer, Evan Crandall, who has done some games in the past for other associations, for high school hockey tomorrow night, Jackson United versus Lumen Christi. That's a 8 o'clock puck drop, 7:45 pregame. That's going to be on 95.9 The Power Cow. And then back here on Saturday for a 12:45 broadcast at Jackson College. 1 p.m. women's game, followed by the men at 3 p.m., and that will be myself and J-Rod on the call. We're excited for this upcoming weekend. A lot of sports going on. I hope you stayed tuned. Brian, thank you so much for joining me over the last two games. Back to Josh in the studio, who's been doing such a great job making us sound as good as we do. Back to the studio, to your regular schedule programming, and we'll catch you tomorrow.
Live local high school basketball is on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk 970 AM, 101.5 FM, and online at WKHM.com. Every moment of exciting hoops coverage is brought to you by Minuteman Sewer and Drink, Brooklyn Plumbing, Heating and Air Conditioning, Arrow Quip Credit Union, Wilby Transit Mix, Phelps Towing, Trips Auto Shop and Collision Center, American Title Company, Jackson Public Schools, Seymour Ford Lincoln, the Jackson YMCA, Penn Chiropractic Center, One North Kitchen and Bar, Jim Winter Auto, County National Bank, Grimes Plumbing, Jackson College, Alro Steel, Able Heating and Cooling, Recruit Specialized Staffing, The Grace Group at Meridian Wealth Management, Elm Plating, The Nightlight, and Lammers Heating and Air Conditioning.